that Family Promise is here. And Family Promise will be here for a good long time. Mm-hmm. We had a little challenge here with this COVID thing, so our fundraiser's got to be a little different this year.
It will be.
For sure, for sure. As you all know, many of the fundraisers here in town have had mm-hmm. to kind of switch gears and do something virtual or something that people can stay apart. And mm-hmm. so we followed the lead of so many of our community partners and dreamed up this way of doing Tour de Beeville mm-hmm. In a safe social situation. And so normally, it's a bike ride around downtown Bartlesville for families and for anybody, and they stop at different sites in downtown, and it's really fun, and we have games and food at each stop, and it's great. And so this year, we knew that wasn't going to work. That's a lot of people together. And so what we decided to do was have Tour de Beeville on the Pathfinder mm-hmm. and give people a little over a week or more, almost 2 weeks, to complete it. So
wow, slow as I am, I could do that.
Exactly, exactly. And so families can choose when they walk, run, or bike the path. And we're asking them to, we have a list of photo scavenger hunt pictures to cool. take, and we'd like them to send those pictures to us, and then they get entered into a drawing for really great prizes. So it's a way to support Family Promise and to stay safe and to have a little fun.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Now, Ashley, there's a lot of hard work that goes on, but it's done with smile, it's done with service, and it's done with a lot of compassion and soul with Family Promise. Can you tell us a little bit about Family Promise?
Yeah, so we've been here over 5 years now. We're a part of a national organization, so we have 200 plus affiliates across the country.
Great.
So Family Promise is definitely not a new program. We have been serving families since 2015 mm-hmm. Here in Bartlesville, and then we have a couple of others in Oklahoma that serve families as well. But here, we've been able to graduate over about 18 families here, but we've helped about 88 families.
Wow.
So we've just been, working along and trying to, help as we can and serve mm-hmm. families as they need. And most of these families that come to Family Promise are just families that need to be picked back up. They've just kind of hitting a hard spot and not really much family support. And so that's where Family Promise comes mm-hmm. in and tries to be that, pick me up for them and kind of help them get that hope back and can continue on. So
I understand this comes with a little bit of training too, so that we don't fall back into the same ditch.
Yes. There is a number of things that families have to do in order to what we call graduate from mm-hmm. the program. So the families do have to set goals. They do have to save money. So they do have to have a job. If they don't have a job before mm-hmm. they come in, they have to get one. And they have to save 80% of their check. Because most of the things that Family Promise, does is help them with things that they may need, necessities. So when they're staying in Family Promise, we help with, mm-hmm. Shampoos, conditioners, laundry soap, toilet paper, all the necessities mm-hmm. that they may need so that they can save their money and try to have some money saved when they graduate from the program. And then wow. we start incorporating budgets and things like that so that they can see, okay, now that I've got some money saved, how am I going to start budgeting for when I do move into my own place? Mm-hmm. And that way they can start, okay, well, I have diapers. This is what I probably will, need to spend on diapers. So this is how much I need to hold back, or this is how much I need to have for these bills that are coming out. And so we start doing some budgets with them and some parenting classes and child development classes so that they can, see what healthy relationships are between them and their children, or, maybe healthy relationships in a adult relationship or however that may be. So we start doing some of those things.
Yeah, sometimes people don't have the best role models when they go out into this world, and many sometimes kind of run away from the bad and they just don't find it much better.
Yeah.
Right, right. And I think that's one of the reasons that Family Promise is such a great program, because the families stay at night in local churches. Mm-hmm. And so as we have a number of churches who host the families, and it's an opportunity for the families to build relationships with people in the churches. Mm-hmm. And so my real job is I'm the minister of Disciples Christian Church, and our church is one of the churches that participates.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so once a quarter, our church hosts families, and we've had the opportunity to get to know some of the little ones and to form friendships with the parents. And it's never, ever about joining the church. It's always about what can we do to help you on this next step of the journey, and what can we do to be good hosts. And I will tell you from a minister's perspective, what we have learned about hospitality and welcome as a result of our involvement in Family Promise is invaluable. Our church has grown with regard to welcoming people who are different from us, with regard to welcoming people who have taken a different path than maybe some of us might have taken. And it really has been a changing, transforming thing for our congregation. And we hope, too, that it has been that for families as well.
Well, this is incredible. I just know that there are a lot of families that I've seen over my time on this rock, maybe a paycheck or two away from really being, you know, in a hard time.
I think a lot of us are.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
And I think that they, if one bad decision involved with that predicament.
Well, and that's one of the things that we do as well. When you say one bad decision, I mean, when a family graduates from the program, we stay with them for a year afterwards, because we want to make sure that if there is a hard decision to come, that they could call us, or they could call somebody that they connected mm-hmm. with at one of the churches that may be kind of a mentor to them, and they can contact them and say, oh my gosh, you know, I'm going through this, or this is, you know, should I purchase this, or should I do this, or, and they can have somebody to call on and talk to, you know, for anything really. And that way, you know, maybe we can help, mm-hmm. you know, them kind of make some of those hard choices that may come along. And like Kelly was saying, the connection between the members at the churches and the families is just huge. We've mm-hmm. had even some of the families come back after they've graduated and say, oh, I saw such and such from the church, and, you know, and they recognized me and we talked, or even from the church members saying, oh my gosh, such and such mm-hmm. came by and told me she's just doing so wonderful, or, you know, so hearing those stories is really, really neat. And I keep in touch with just about everybody who graduated from the program mm-hmm. and they're doing well and great. And so that's what it's all about.
That's neat. You know, you kind of start with the basics and kind of heal the heart and everything else as mm-hmm. we're doing that.
And you can see them in the program. The longer they're in the program, you can see their hope come back. You can see, you know, they enter in the program and they really feel like, in some respects, this is the last stop. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can't get this right, I don't know what's going to happen. But then you see as the weeks go on, their confidence return, and as they get a job, and as they begin to be able to see that, oh, I am taking steps to improve my life, and there is a way out of where we are, and these people are going to help me, mm-hmm. and we're going to have a little fun along the way and love each other, and it really is beautiful to see that return of hope.
But it does take some funds in order to keep that going.
Does.
And that's why this is so important with our big bicycle event that's going to be virtual again. Let's kind of recap that again.
Yes, because Family Promise does not take any government funding right now. So we are all, you know, individual donations or grants. I mean, we're just, so that's how we, you know,
mm-hmm. and the kindness
funds
of
for
churches
the program. And yeah, and churches. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, Tour de Beeville is one of those fundraisers for us to help raise money. And mm-hmm. This is the last week to get registered for that. So come one, come all. We're looking for more participants. And even if you have a group from a church, a youth group, and you want to sign their group up, or, you know, or you just want to take a little family fun, you know, and come out and enjoy yourselves. I mean, this is the week to do it. We are going to have some shirt pickups on this Thursday and Friday from 11 to 1 and 4 to 6. So if you can get in there and get registered before then, that's great. If you are not able to do that and you want to come in person and register, you can still do that on Thursday and Friday.
Where are we registering in person?
So it would be at the Anchor House, which is where Family Promise is.
Okay.
And that's 822 South Johnstone Avenue. So you can come by there and register if you're not able to do it online. Online on our website is www.familypromisewc-ok.org. And that's where you would go and register online. And there's a, you'll see a tab that says Tour to Beeville, and you just click it, and it's real easy to go on there and register. Mm-hmm. It gives you a chance to put in your shirt size and how many, you know, participants you have that you're registering.
And it can be one participant or a whole family or a whole group or, and you can do it any time. You can do it early in the morning or later in the afternoon.
So we're flexible.
Yes, we are flexible.
It starts on this Saturday, October the 3rd, but it's going through October 18th. You have from the 3rd to the 18th to complete the bike walk.
Yeah, and just have some fun while you're doing it, knowing that this is all going to probably one of the best causes locally you can imagine.
And that's
we sure think so. Well, this is outstanding. I'm glad that we're able to do this in one way, in shape or form. Although it's virtual, you still get the activity and everything else, and you can do it in smaller groups, of course, and that would be fine. Next year, we might be back to the regular format, but that's for another day. Right now, we got to get you signed up today.
That's right. It's real easy to do. So get on there and couple clicks and you're registered.
Ladies, I want to thank you both for
being here. Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you so much.
All righty. We've got more coming up right here on K1, the one you